to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan.
Do you ever see something and you just think that's bait, but then you allow yourself to get baited anyway? Welcome to the podcast. That's exactly what is about to happen. We are taking the bait, but you know what? Why not? So over the last few days, for some reason, I don't know why, but there have been these repeated articles seemingly about like different families, different people who are expecting sympathy because sending their kids to private school is really taking a toll on their finances. There have been so many different platforms and publications who are interviewing these people and presenting it really sympathetically. Oh, these poor dears, these poor loves. It's so hard to pay for private school. Oh my God. And if Labour get in, it's going to be even harder. Bitch, that... Okay. I went to a regular school, okay? I went to the local comprehensive because it was right there. It's quick, it's easy, it's free. Okay, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But I mean, I think that's just being young, isn't it? You know, it's never easy. You're always gonna have issues, difficulties, and so on and so forth. You know, but in terms of the actual education that was provided to me, it was of a good standard. I achieved good grades. I was able to do the things I wanted to do after secondary school. And my mum did not pay fees for that. Additional fees. Obviously, she pays, you know, she paid tax, all of that, which paid for my education. But she didn't pay additional school fees on top, right? Because she, like most adults, prioritized the things that are important. I need to make sure that my kids are fed. I need to make sure they got a roof over their head. I need to make sure they've got all the things that they need. And she didn't decide to... to spend on luxuries such as private school. I mean, realistically speaking, she, you know, I don't think it was a choice. I don't think it was, I don't think she was sitting there thinking, 10K for school fees this year? I don't know. Like, I don't think that was a thing that she was considering because, I mean, I was never going to be a child that went to private school. you know, but my mum looked realistically at the amount of money that she had coming in every month and the amount that needed to go out. And she acted accordingly, whether that was in regards to my school, whether that was in regards to what she got in the shopping that week, you know, just everything. You know, she would look at what was coming in and what was going out, and she did the best with the resources that she had, and she lived within her means, as everyone, you know, who has more money than sense likes to say all the time. They're always telling people, normal people, live within your means, live within your means. Don't buy avocados and Netflix and coffees. Listen, for most of my adult life, in fact, you know what, for all of my adult life, because I don't think it's something I will ever do, I have not been somebody who buys lots of takeaway coffees or avocados, did occasionally splurge on Netflix. I was still poor. Buying takeaway coffees or avocados didn't actually make a difference. It was literally just that the cost of living continued to increase and wages did not. Like, that's literally it. That was how that happened. you know, so I always find it funny when, you know, rich people who don't actually have any idea or any real concept of what life is for normal people will start banging on about living within their means. But, you know, whatever it means to live within your means, that, you know, my mum, you know, that's what she was doing. She didn't throw tens of thousands of pounds at some private school with weird hats or whatever. She just said, well, there's a perfectly good school right here. Boom. That's the school we're going with, right? So I don't really understand why I am expected to feel terribly, terribly sorry for these people who are apparently, according to all these stories, earning hundreds of thousands of pounds, but are then sending these kids to these expensive private schools and then pleading poverty in newspapers. Like, what? So there's one that I saw, and it was in the I newspaper, which honestly, in terms of quality of what they publish, has just declined over the years. It's been quite embarrassing to watch. So it said, we can afford £42,000 school fees, but ski trips and music lessons are breaking us. So these people are sending their kids to school and they're paying £42,000 a year in school fees. But that they also feel, because of the lifestyle of everybody else at the school, that they've got to pay out for ski trips and music lessons. Now, here's the thing. I was about to say I don't mean to be unkind, but you know what? Fuck it, I do. Why are you paying £42,000, 42 grand for school fees if that shit doesn't include stuff like music lessons? And you know what? The occasional ski trip. My school was free for my mum and I got music lessons, and not just, you know, the stuff that's on the curriculum. I got additional music lessons for free. Zero money exchanged hands. I was, is this me like humble bragging, flexing a little? Maybe, but you know what? An achievement's an achievement, okay? I was put into a program because the school apparently recognised that I had some level of musical ability and they wanted to nurture that. So I was put into a program where they gave me extra music lessons. I would get, it was two a week, like two extra free lessons a week for an hour. And I could work on, you know, music and learning more. It was when I started songwriting, because that was something I said I wanted to focus on. And they said, yes, okay. So they taught me about stuff like composition, you know, lyrics, all of that. And so I started doing that. And this was free. This was free. We did not have to pay for this, right? I also, get ready for another flex / humble brag. Now, this one, it's not as accessible because I did have to put in, you know, some work for it. But my school, which again, just to remind everyone, was a standard comprehensive state school, nothing fancy. They paid for me to go to extra music and drama lessons on weekends. They paid for me to go to a stage school at weekends. Again, because, you know, nurturing and whatever. Yes, I had to do, you know, I had to, you know, prove that I was good enough for them to invest the money, I suppose. But they still did that for free. My mum didn't have to pay for it. And, you know, the fees at this weekend place were quite high. But the school invested and paid for it. So here's my question. Here's where I'm going with this. Like, the point of that was not just to say I peaked in secondary school. The point was to say, if I got all of that for free at a state comprehensive, why, if you're sending your kids to a school that charges you tens of thousands of pounds a year, are you not shaking them down for some freebies? That is just poor money management. Like, what do you mean you're having to pay for the music lessons yourself? What do you mean you're having to take your kids skiing? Get them to take the fucking kids skiing. What are you talking about? Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, the school I went to, it had a yearly ski trip. You had to pay for it, but obviously it wasn't as expensive as if, like, you independently paid for a holiday for your child, I guess, you know? So it was at a lower rate because they do a group booking or whatever. I never went on the ski trip because I didn't want to go skiing. That shit is not for me. I am not a girl who needs to be going down a snowy hill very fast. Like, that's not who I am. That is not who I am. But it was available to people at a lower rate. And again, this is at a state school. So you have to ask yourself the question, what are these schools giving you that is, you know, worth your money? Are you sending your kids to these schools because they're good, or are you sending them to these schools because it makes you feel good to be able to say, I send my kid to private school? Because if you're just doing it for the good vibes and the good feelings, then you are bad with money. You are. And this situation that you are in is of your own making. There was another one this week where they were talking about how they were earning like a collective household income of around £100,000. And they were spending, I think it was about 10,000 on school fees. And I'm like, again, what is the reason? What is the reason? Like, you know, and some people will say, oh, you know, these schools can open up doors for kids. You know, it's going to make it easier for them to get into the university they want, or they can make connections for careers and yada, yada, yada. Is that really true, though? Is that really true? Because, yes, you can look at, you know, some people who have made a success of those things. I mean, you know, people like Boris Johnson, for example, he went to private school. And yes, I mean, he achieved some things, but he didn't know what to do with them when he got them. And he didn't actually have any skills that set him up for being prime minister. He did not have the abilities to be prime minister, frankly. And so he made a complete mess of it. Probably because he basically got to skate through the private school system because his daddy was rich, fuck about for a couple of years doing a couple of jobs that he fancied doing, and then just sort of waltzed into being prime minister. It didn't make him a good person. It didn't make him a smart person. It just made him an obnoxious, rich, spoiled boy who was in his 50s or whatever, acting like a child and failing the people of the UK. Like, what kind of legacy is that, I ask you? But the likelihood of your child being the one who goes to private school and then ends up as prime minister is actually quite small. I'm not even good at maths, but I know that the averages on that are probably not that great. You can say, oh yeah, but you know, what's the likelihood of someone who goes to a state school being prime minister? Well, you know what? What's the likelihood of any child being the prime minister? It's probably quite small. And if you are sacrificing so much just to put your child through a school when they could get a perfectly good education elsewhere for free, it calls into question so many things. Like, imagine, you know, this family that's spending 10k, what could you do with that for a child? You could put that into a savings account for that child, right? And you do that for every year of schooling. I believe they keep them until they're 18 now. So that's 7 years. That's £70,000. That's a good start to a house deposit. I'd love to tell you it's a house deposit on its own, but these days it's just not. Thanks, Liz Truss. So previous prime ministers. But, you know, it's going to set them up in a good way, for sure. You know, even if they don't want to use it for a house, they could go see the world. They could start a business. They could do anything with that. And you would have set them up with that. And I'm sorry, but that's probably going to be worth more to them than a couple of years going to school with a ridiculous hat on their head. That's seriously, this is the question I have. Why do all private schools have ridiculous hats? What is that? What is that? Why? I don't understand. Well, this family that are spending £42,000 a year on school fees. Imagine what you could do with that for your kids if you weren't throwing it at some school, right? Put your kids in a normal school. Get them some tutors if you really want to, you know, up their educational input. Get some tutors, you know, for weekends, evenings, whatever. The boost in quality of life for a kid, if their parents suddenly have 40 extra grand lying around, is going to be massive. It's going to be huge. And if you are barely skating by, and if you are also fucking keeping up appearances at the school gate, like, shit's dumb. And I find it funny because these are the same people that will lecture regular everyday families, regular everyday parents who are doing the best they can with the little that they have. And they will lecture them and have a go at them and be like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't even have kids, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't think you're in a place to judge. Pissing away thousands every year. For what? For what? And, you know, you can say that there are some schools in the UK that are not great. And I will accept that. I will accept that. I think that's fair. However, the likelihood that there is only going to be one school available to you and it's shit is just... It's just not realistic. It's not. There's going to be other options. You know, so I just, honestly, I think people who send their kids to private school, it's a flex. They're just trying to flex. And it's starting to backfire on people. It's starting to backfire on people. And I find it sad, to be honest. It's like, well, This is not a great look, guys. It's not good. I mean, even worse for the people that send their kids to boarding schools. I'm sorry, but I do think that is like ethically wrong. I would say I'm not one to judge, but you know that I am. I watched The Crown out of morbid curiosity. I haven't finished it yet. I know there was a new season and I haven't finished it. I'm about halfway through the third season, but I kind of... I'll be honest, I got bored. I'll jump back into it because I want to see, you know, what happens with Diana. Obviously, I know what happens with Diana, like, in real life, but I kind of want to see, like, how it plays out in the show. Diana is probably one of the only ones in the royal family that I think is okay. I like Meghan as well. So anyway, I was watching The Crown, and there's this whole storyline in one of the earlier seasons about the Queen sending Charles to a boarding school. And I don't think much of Charles, to be honest. I don't even mean because I've been influenced by the show. I didn't think much of him before I watched it. I certainly don't now. but when I was watching it, I did feel sorry for him. And I thought, oh my God, can you imagine? You're a child. You're a little child. And you just get sent away, miles and miles away from everyone you know. Everyone that you can depend on. Everyone that you need, because you're a child. And children need people around them that they love, that they trust. And you've just been sent away from all of that to some random place that you don't know. You don't know anyone. You don't have any friends. You don't know nobody. You don't know anything about what's expected of you, what's going to happen. You have no way that you can leave as well. Like, you can't leave. Because private boarding schools tend to be in very remote places. So it's like, where's he going to go? I mean, I think in The Crown, it was some place up in the Highlands. Do you know what? I'm going to stop lying about how I don't mean to be rude. Because every time I do. Charles Windsor, especially child version of Charles Windsor, would not survive on his own, wandering the Highlands, trying to get back to London. He would not survive. He would be eaten alive by the Loch Ness Monster for sure. Within minutes. Within minutes. So he's obviously not going to be able to escape, is he? You know, and boarding school is you know, it's not like in Harry Potter where, you know, I mean, actually, I suppose boarding school in Harry Potter is even worse, because your school, which maybe you want to escape, is surrounded by a forest full of magical creatures that will tear you limb from limb. So I don't know, maybe that's even worse. But, you know, at least in Harry Potter, they seem to have some kind of camaraderie, friendship, whatever. It did not seem like that for Charles. It was a miserable, miserable place. And he was basically sent there because his dad thought it was the right thing, because he had been sent there. And it's like, just because something happened to you, that doesn't mean that you inflict that on your children. It's like when people say, oh, you know, my parents hit me and it never did me any harm. And I'm like, yeah, it did. Because you think it's fine to hit children. Children. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, so Charles gets sent away and he's miserable and he's sad and he's lonely. And I felt bad for him for a brief period of time. There's also this storyline where he gets sent to Wales, because obviously he was the Prince of Wales, which is a stupid title. It's like, how are you going to be the Prince of Wales when you're not even from Wales, dude? Like, listen, it's for the people of Wales to feel how they feel about it, but I felt it was just ridiculous. Anyway, so there's this whole thing where he goes to Wales, and he learns Welsh, and then he has to give a speech or something, and he goes, and basically they send him away to Wales to go and, I don't know, learn how to be the prince of it or something. And again, he's miserable because, again, for the second time in his life, he's being cast away, sent away, banished, until his mother decides it's okay for him to come back. Do you realize the level of abandonment issues that man must have? Now, I'm not saying that the things he does and the way he acts are okay. I definitely don't think that they are. But all I'm saying is I think we can understand, perhaps, where they come from. I mean, It's crazy. And people do this en masse to their children. Charles is not the only one. There are children all over the UK that just get packed off by their parents in September for several months. And maybe they're allowed to come home for Christmas, but some of them aren't. Some of them are still at school over Christmas. I mean, Christ. I tell you, I don't have children. And actually, perhaps this is the theme of this episode. A woman who doesn't have children gives unsolicited advice to parents on educational choices. But if I had children, when I have children, send them away? I don't think so. No. Every day when they get home from school, I'm making them dinner. I'm asking them how their day was. I'm helping them with their homework. We are going to get together and we are going to play games. Probably, I don't know. I'll find something multiplayer. It'll be fun. We're going to spend time together. You know, it'll be fun. It'll be great. Like, I'm not going to send them halfway across the country. Like, some of these children, they get sent halfway across the continent, for God's sake. And it's like, why did you even have kids if you're just going to pack them off somewhere? What was the point? What was the point? I don't get it. And I don't get spending thousands of pounds on something that you can get for free. And I don't get why I'm supposed to feel bad for these adults who are making ridiculous choices. But maybe they think that of me, I don't know. Maybe they look at me and how I live my life and they're like, well, she's dumb. And if that's how they feel, then they should get their own podcast and talk about it.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com. Or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Elena, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.